Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Brandt's our guest, 19-year member of our Brain Trust, president of DSI, Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz. I encourage you to go there and check out that website. There's a lot of great information there, a lot of great articles there that they produce, and some good perspectives that will help you with your long-term planning. Hey, Bill, thanks again for all that you do for so many people. We've been talking about this wave of discontent, some of the sea change is happening at the grassroots level around the world, and how that's manifesting. One of the things I want to ask you about is when we talked about some of the short-term thinking, which has gotten us to these institutions to where they are right now, where they're kind of in jeopardy. I don't know of any other organization that is perilously short-term thinkers than Washington, D.C., the swamp, Republicans and Democrats. And it seems like they've gotten to the point where both sides only have one goal when they wake up in the morning. How do I keep the other side from doing anything that looks like it's a success? And they're literally, it almost seems like they'll take the country down rather than letting the other side get somebody on base. Do you agree with that? And if you do, are we going to be able to fix that?
I think we're in an era of hyperpartisanship, as you suggest. I think in an era of hyperpartisanship where Republicans, for example, are mostly worried about being primaried from the right, and today, obviously, many of the Democrats are being worried about primaried from the left. I think these guys and ladies wake up each morning deciding what will be the best, form for them to go forward that allows them to keep their job. And we would need to do something to reward them for doing the kind of work you're talking about, reaching across the aisle. Unfortunately, if you think about what we've been discussing in the first half of the program, the population is so restive and demanding change that if you look like you are trying to reach across the aisle and do something in moderation, mm-hmm. there is no reward, because right now the public at large is not interested in moderation.
Right.
They want things fixed.
There's nobody in the middle, is there?
No, and the problem is, Jim, it's a bigger picture than that one, at least as I see it. And we were talking about this in the break. The fact of the matter is, we don't know what the future looks like, but the pace of change right now is at such a speed that you had people on before me talking about getting feedback on Facebook, I should say. You'll have a lot of people talking about the digital revolution. Your new book, which is a wonderful read, I commend it to your listeners, talks about what do we do in the age of digital. And so when you talk about long-term planning, there's almost an oxymoron there. What is long-term planning? Do we really all know in the age of robot and 3D printing and AI what the world is going to look like in 20 years? You and I were kids once, and we're getting those books from Willie Lay. I remember him illustrating how we would, colonize the other planets and what the spaceships would look like. And we thought that was far-fetched, as it turns out.
Sci-fi, yeah.
A little bit was sci-fi, but it wasn't. Dick Tracy's wristwatch wasn't far off. We don't have today the ability to predict with the level of certainty we had because just of the amazing array and further distribution of technological changes. The Willie Lays of today would be befuddled trying to draw what the future would look like. Is it the Jetsons, or are we all serving robots? And so part of that lends itself to people drop back to comfortable short-term planning. If you can't plan long-term, at least do what you can to downsize your risks and upside your growth in the next 90 days to 3 years.
But we're seeing a lot of that,
unfortunately.
In the minute left, will we ever get to the point where we have people representing us in Washington who actually say, let's solve a problem And, okay, since you're in majority now, you may get some of the credit. Next time I'll be in majority and we'll get some of the credit. But at the bottom line, when we at the end of the day, we solved America's problems. Will we ever get to that point?
Yeah, and I think we're getting to it now. I will tell you, this is a nation that's fought a civil war, that had one vice president get shot in a duel, that's had people caned on the floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, our politics look to us like the world's worst. In the arc of history, the human race, Bill Gates is right, the human race has never had it better. Obama had it right in that sense as well. We are focused on our problems because the media makes us do that. We have never lived better. We just need to figure out how we live in the future.
That's well said. Now, I'm not going to say, I've got nothing to add to that. That's as good as it gets. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 19 great years. Come back soon and safe travels.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thank you. Good to your
Bill,
listeners, too. Take
Bill
care.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, I promise you. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.